Haynes, longtime borough clerk, is retiring after 15 years in the position. I spoke with Julie Causey about her role in the borough, including stints in the manager's seat, working through recall elections, and being the liaison between the public and the government.
Assemblymember Lindy.
Yes.
Josephson.
Yes.
Morfitt.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
And Mady.
Yes.
Carried unanimously, 5-0.
How did you get interested in municipal politics?
Let me be very clear, I'm still not interested in politics.
Julie Causey has been the Haynesboro clerk since 2003. For her, the job is about avoiding the politics.
It is a liaison role between the public and the elected officials, and in some respect, with other departments as well.
Causey says that means making sure the public knows she's not on any particular side of a political battle.
And the public needs to know that there is someone who tries to be as neutral as possible to help them navigate what can be sometimes a very confusing system. And it can be political. And I think the most exhausting thing in this job is ducking under the crossfire, the line of crossfire.
In 2016, some Haynes residents launched a recall campaign against 3 members of the assembly. And it wasn't the first recall election during Causey's tenure as clerk.
It is the most trying thing I think I've experienced, and unusual for me, unusual for clerks in general, are recall elections. Thankfully so. I'm unusual because I've gone through 2 in the 15 years I've been clerk. And so whether I like it or not, I've become the state expert among municipal clerks on recall elections.
The rules for recall elections are laid out in state law.
The thing that wasn't difficult was the process, because it's laid out for you and I was doing my job. What was difficult was knowing how much it was hurting people that were involved. And I never liked that part at all.
Causey points to another challenge during her time in the position: frequent turnover in leadership. The borough has struggled to keep managers over the years.
I think I've lost count, but it seems like, well, if you count interim managers, it's probably been somewhere around 13. Because of the turnover, I've had to serve as acting manager a lot, and I even served 6 months as interim manager. That was quite interesting. I learned a lot.
Causey says she thinks the public has appreciated having a consistent face in the clerk's office.
A lot of people have told me they really appreciate the fact that I've been here as hopefully a stabilizing factor. And if nothing else, when people look back on the time that I spent as clerk, hopefully that's what they'll think of most, is that I cared enough for the community that I was willing to do what had to be done to get us through transitions.
She hopes Deborah Schnabel, who was hired as manager last year, will have longevity in the position and help bring stability to the borough.
And so I'm really hoping this current manager, as I put in my resignation letter, that she'll be here for a long time, because I think that's the best thing for the community. Whether people agree with everything she does or not, and she's got a big heart and she really wants to do a good job.
As for what's next for Causey, she's not quite ready to share just yet.
There's just a lot of opportunities that I want to be open to, but also I hope that I can continue to serve the community even though it will not be in the capacity of borough clerk. I don't know what that looks like yet. Right now I want to rest a little bit, but who knows? Maybe I'll get on a board, or I don't know what it looks like. But
Causey's retirement is effective at the end of March.
I love that I've been given the opportunity to do this job, and I'm really going to miss it. I'm going to miss the mechanics of it, the actual work, and I'm going to really miss the people that I work with.
The borough's deputy clerk, Aleka Fullerton, is on track to take over the position. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.